listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Mental health. Jesus stepped onto the beach. The grains of sand could not number the spiritual possibilities he brought. He had walked on water and stilled a storm. He was bringing a sense of infinity to a man, the Gadarene, who was living in a cave, trying to kill himself and suffering horrible torment. Love as mind was now being made transparent to the man. The infinite interpreted itself. That was enough. The Gadarene immediately loved Jesus. He must have felt the infinite recognition walking toward him. Do you? Divine love is always meeting every human need. See Science and Health. But there was a confrontation, as there usually is in all mental health cases. Be not afraid is the scriptural guide. The man's torments soon cried out, "I am Legion." Legion was coarse, ill-tempered, contemptuous, bullying, ill-mannered, boorish, aristocratic, and more, yet submissive to Jesus. The finite certainly yields to the infinite. It knew it would have to go and ask only to be sent into swine grazing nearby. Always know that torments have to go. Legion was animalistic. In contrast, moral and spiritual qualities gently connect and understandingly associate. What is honesty without affection? Likewise, faith without compassion. Each moral quality needs every other in order to be whole. And they are. Understanding moral wholeness is the step that takes thought to the harmony of the spiritual. And the spiritual fills all space lovingly. So the infinite calculus of real mental construction is both self-defining and harmonious. But torments are entanglements, actually manipulators. Science and Health puts the solution this way. Christian Science disentangles the interlaced ambiguities of being and sets free the imprisoned thought. Only realize that the so-called basis for interlaced ambiguities is a belief or illusion that life, substance, intelligence, and truth are in matter. Really think of such ambiguity as mere illusion. These facts, consciously realized and thoroughly applied, remove any possible foundation of belief for entanglements of any kind. In the Gadarene's experience, the tormenting ambiguities call themselves Legion. Whatever the name given to a current mental condition, we can unseat the ambiguity in the same way. And the infinite calculus of being defines for us life, truth, love, substance, and intelligence, just as Jesus interpreted them to the Gadarene. If you like, study the spiritual explanations of them given in the chapter Recapitulation. They lift thought understandingly. This method summarizes every mental health case when the belief of life in matter is moved off with spiritual understanding. The thoughts which tormented the Gadarene were sent into about 2,000 swine pastured nearby. Any doubts regarding the man's return to normalcy were destroyed. People from all over came to the hillside where Jesus sat with the man, who was now calmly conversing. The man could immediately go back to his family and work in the community. It is easy to understand why both the man and all others around him needed to be certain that those horrible torments were gone. The community would no longer look upon the man as mad. This healing was also interesting in another important way. The usual practice of Jesus when he healed was to ask that the person quietly go back to his family. To the Gadarene he said, "Tell everyone what great things the Lord hath done for you." The evidence of healing in this age of technology is now more refined. Yet, Jesus has given us a clear model to follow. And since mental health is perhaps less obvious than the setting of a bone or removal of a disease, we can be assured that the divine, infinite mind will show us the means of confirming permanent mental health. What great things are done.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.